Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ryan, you probably knew this. Hey, John, the reason the Olympics competed in the nude in ancient times was to prevent women from competing. In some previous athletic competitions, some women disguised themselves as men in order to compete. How about that?
And ironically, this is the first year where the Olympic Games will be gender neutral, both men and women, the same amount of athletes in these sports.
And you told us yesterday that, in fact, a woman from Illinois is competing in the women's wrestling event, but she won state for boys in Illinois, right?
There was actually a texter, yeah, Kennedy Blades, who we talked to. She's absolutely amazing and almost competed last cycle in Tokyo when she was just 17 years old, just missed out on that. But I would expect her to see some podium action during these games. She is very, very well qualified. And when I interviewed her, she said she wasn't necessarily excited to make the Olympics because she's ready for the next thing. She wants to be in the podium.
Wow.
Pretty bold thing for a 20-something year old to say in her first Olympics.
That's an interesting point. I think we sometimes forget how young these people are and how much we ask of them. Maturity, patriotism, athletic greatness, mental greatness. It's a lot on their heads. What events are you most looking forward to, Ryan?
I love watching kind of the good old American events. Basketball will be fun to watch, obviously, on the men's and women's side. I will get into tennis, which admittedly I haven't watched in a few years. Coco Gauff being on the court will be fun to watch and see her star continue to rise. She's one of those people also that's only 20 years old.
And didn't get to compete in the last games because of COVID, right?
Exactly. You're going to have a lot of those kind of stories, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, not that the games were canceled because of COVID, but some athletes had COVID and were not able to participate. The U.S., I presume, is favorite to win the most medals?
Typically in the summer games, yes. And, of course, with the Russian delegation being so small and not operating under the Russian flag this year, that will obviously add to it. You'll see a big contingent of American medals and, I'm sure, Chinese medals as well.
Some Russians will compete at large, but just a couple dozen or so, right?
Yeah, just a couple dozen. The IOC stripped Russia of any status, their organizing committee, of any status for these games. We've seen that in previous years. Previously, due to doping, this time around, it has to do with the invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine, by the way, you may have heard with Bob Surratt, only supporting 140 athletes, the fewest they've ever sent to a summer games. In large part due to the fact that they don't have facilities to train at. They haven't since the invasion happened. In fact, many of the wrestlers, a huge Ukrainian sport, wrestling, have been training here in the United States remotely. They came to Whiting, Indiana for a little bit, did some training there. We're in North Carolina for a little bit, wherever the gyms were open.
The games always close with track and field. We will see early on, though, it starts with gymnastics and swimming, right? Those come before?
We've got men's gymnastics starting up tomorrow. Katie Ledecky will have her shot to become the most decorated American female Olympian starting tomorrow. We obviously expect her to haul in a huge cache of medals in the coming days with her absolute dominance in this sport. So that's going to be kind of the fun thing to get things kicked off. We saw soccer, which is always fun to watch. Good to see the U.S. women's national team kind of right the ship. They, by the way, failed to medal in 2016. We think what an amazing team they've been, the World Cups they've won. They failed to medal in 2016. They got stunned and then only won bronze in 2020 or the 2021 Tokyo Games. They've got a new look team this year, and a new coach. So it'll be interesting to see how they fare here in this competition.
Not to get too geek about it, but there's a long, long, long story in the Washington Post today about the limits of human achievement. And will we ever see somebody run the 200 faster than Usain Bolt? Or will we ever see anybody break the long jump record or any of Katie Ledecky's records? When Mark Spitz won, he swam without goggles. And they say we now have suits and goggles and technology that really makes athletes go, about as fast as they can. What's your thought about that? I mean, at some point, no records will be broken, right?
The dedication from these athletes in the training, in their diets, in their sleep patterns, I mean, has definitely changed even over the years since I've been doing this. I don't know what the human limits are, but I can tell you that if there are minuscule fixes to be made, they will find them. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, a lot of our Olympic athletes go train in Colorado Springs because they've got special tanks to help them train in different elevations to prepare for the games. The swimming technology has vastly improved at many universities across the country to find out the best ways to cut through water. The rowing the same way. I mean, they're always innovators looking to better themselves. And, you know, remember, they're adding sports too, which is always makes this fun,
That's
right?
That's true. Yeah, right.
The canoe cross will be fun. We didn't talk about it yesterday. Canoe cross. It's, you know, basically like they'll be going around various obstacles, and they'll actually have to flip underwater as part of canoe cross. I think that's kind of fun, right? Climbing, climbing. Can you imagine seeing rock climbing? It was the first Olympics in Tokyo, and I'm amazed to see how many rock climbing places have boomed in the Chicago area, and young people taking on rock climbing as their new sport.
Wow. Ryan, let's continue these conversations next week. Have a great weekend, and thanks for helping us out.
Thanks for having me. And just a reminder, Quest for Gold, the last episode, is being published today. We talked to 30 athletes during this cycle. Feel free to go back and listen. We were in New York and Atlanta and Munich and, of course, here in Chicago. So take a listen. Quest for Gold at WGNRadio.com.